get it together. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Sister LaShonda, as I said, and we're going to get into our prayer service. Our first prayer lead really don't need no introductions. Sister Tracy, I'm going to go ahead and unmute your line, and then it's in your hands when you're ready, ma'am.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Thank you, praising God for another day. TGIF, thank God it is Friday. It is Friday. God have blessed us to see another week. God have kept us over the night. We is here yet to give him all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. We just want to thank and praise God for being so good to us, just protecting us and being with us. At this time, I was given the topic, language and identity. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. A prayer of language and identity can be a personal appearance to preserve one's heritage or a university request for a deeper understanding of oneself and others. The prayer can be adapted to reflect different faiths, tradition, and personal situations, such as the immigrant, or anyone seeks to connect more deeply with their culture. Praying for preserving languages and culture. God, we come before you thanking you, Lord, for the gift you have blessed us with languages and diversity of cultures enrich our world. We pray for the perseverance of all of our languages, especially those that are valuable or in danger for our own native tongue. We ask that it remain valuable in our hearts and our lips. May it continue to carry the story, song, and wisdom of our ancestors. Connect us to the deepest roots of our heritage for immigrants, refugees, and displaced peoples. We pray that they find strength in their native language and tradition. May their words build bridges of understanding and their culture gifts enrich their new community. Help us to be welcome of diversity, to celebrate the uniqueness of every voice, and to create places of belongings for all. Open our ears to hear you, Lord, to listen deeply, to be there for someone else. Praying for finding identity. Gracious God, you have created each of us with unique gifts, personalities. We seek to understand our true identity as you see us, not as the world defined us. Quiet the voice of self-doubt and compassion, and remind us that we are masterpieces, fearfully and wonderfully made. Help us to see ourselves through your lens of love and grace, to find in the unique value you have given us. Guide us to walk in our purpose, our lives, out of the unique characters that you have placed within us for your glory. As we grow in our knowledge of who you are, may we also grow in our understanding of who we are meant to be. Praying for understanding and bringing, dividing, oh Lord. Oh God, you are the source of all uniques in the midst of diversity. We confess that our human brokenness have turned diversities into a source of alienation, injustice, and wound. We pray for the grace to tear down the walls that divide us, to build bridges and understand unique. Empower us to recognize and celebrate our difference as the great gift to the human family. Lord, may our hearts be stronger. Lord, we unite together as one. We rejoice in the midst of the diversities, God. Lord Jesus, we just thank you and we just praise you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, how you allow us to come together, Lord, as one in unity, God. Help us to see ourselves as your masterpiece. I trust your word that I have been born again and made into a new creation through Jesus. Someday, all I see is brokenness, but I know that you have a beautiful picture in mind for our lives. Give us eyes to see the plan and purpose you have for us. Lord, that we would find, Lord, our identity in you alone. God, help us to realize that our true worth and sense of self coming solely from our relationship with you, not from factors like achievement, appearance, or other people's opinion. Lord, we ask in your name, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will give us the gift of tongues now to help us to pray, in the prayer language that you have for us. Help us to speak the word of your prayer language back to you boldly and to have full, Lord, command of it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that your Christians, Lord, be identify their identity, God, and further roots in the new spiritual identity of Christ as forgiving, loving, and accepting children of God who have been redeemed from a sinful self to become a new creation. Made in God's image. The Genesis creation story states that humans are created in the image of God. This means everyone is special, beloved, and have a potential for goodness and love through not perfect of their own. Characters with purpose. It's not an accident. Your existence is not an accident. Being here is not an accident. But God created you as a loving human being, as the one to be able to fulfill the call that he has for you and the purpose he has called you to be here. As children of God through faith in Jesus Christ, we believe becoming God's children and co-heirs with Christ inherits the bountiful love and grace. A new self, a new identity of Christ means shifting from an old self enslaving by sin to a new self creating God likeness. Belonging to the body of Christ. As part of the body of Christ, believers become God's hands and feet in the world, living to bring him glory, eternal identity. Christians' identity is a new and eternally one, transcending world identity that are often false, temporary, or based on the past. Dying with Christ. A believer's old identity died with Christ, and their true identity is now hidden with Christ and God to be fully revealed when Christ appears. Help us, Lord, to believe God's truth, acknowledge that the identity God claims for us is true, even if you struggle with your past sin or worldly influence. Lord, as we repent and confess, agreeing with God that you are believing things that are no longer true of you and confess them. God, help us to shift focus to you, God. Shift your identity away from sinful lifestyle and focus on Jesus, practicing the fruit of the Spirit, love, kindness, and faithfulness. Lord, help us as we start in this journey off, Lord Jesus. For some that's on the line, Lord, may not know exactly what their identity is, God. But once, Lord Jesus, we become unto you, we are born again, Lord Jesus, as Christians and children of God, Lord. So help us, God, this day, God, that we understand who we are in you, God. Help us this day, God, as we say to ourselves, Lord, that we are your child, God. We don't have to reflect back on our past, God. We don't have to focus on our past, but focus on the present, God. You told us to press towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. You told us also, Lord, we should look back, but we should go ahead and go forth in the mighty name of Jesus. So bless us on this day, Lord, on this Friday, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, that we have a new, realize our language and our identity, God. Everything came from you. You made us. We are perfect in your eyesight, God. We are not a mistake, God. No matter what man may say or somebody else may say, you was accident, you ain't meant to be born, I ain't mean to have you, God makes no mistake. All of us are God's children. God love us. God adore us. God have forgive us for all our sins, and we have to repent daily and ask God to continue to help us and help us to identify and be dignified by God's word and making that we're being in God's image. We're his children. And I just want to thank you, praise God, for this opportunity, time of pray. I want to thank and praise God for each and every one of y'all. I'm asking each and every one of y'all to have a blessed and wonderful Friday. God bless you. Back in the hands of Minister LaShonda.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Tracy, for that prayer. Yes, yes, yes. We have to find our language. We have to keep our identity. And we thank God for you for that prayer this morning. Yes, we thank him. We praise him. Listen, I don't know about y'all, but listen, she said, thank God it's Friday. I'm thanking God that we're right here on the line, giving God his glory, giving God his honor. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you, for you are high and lifted up. Thank you, oh God. Yes, 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 yes. We are so thankful to have another opportunity to just sit in his presence. Yes, 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 yes. I thank you, Lord. High and lifted up. High and lifted up. Shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. I want to see you. Yes, God. We want to see you, oh God. Lord, we want you to be here in our presence, oh God. Lord, we want you to take your seat and have your way, oh God. Lord, where we don't know the answer, oh God, we run to you. The only God that hears and answers, the only God that moves on our behalf, the only God that opens doors and closes doors and leads us in the right direction. Thank you, the great shepherd. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Listen, people of God, I know some of you have to go. I want to thank you for joining us this morning. I'm praying that you got something out of it. I'm praying that there's something said, that something that was prayed touched your heart. And listen, it is the end of the week of our prayer week anyway. And I want to encourage you to sow a seed this morning. Listen, whatever that seed is, when it comes from the heart, it goes to the heart. So even if it's $5, if it's a dollar, whatever it is, I pray that you put it in the ground. And if that's you and you are so inclined to give this morning, you know you can go to our Cash App. That's $BishopEricClark. You always can go to the website and you can sow your gift there at EKC Ministries. You can sow your gift there. Hey, while you're there, you can upload your 1 minute or less testimony, your GPS. Let somebody know what God has done for you, how he has changed your life, how he has made a way where it seemed to be no way. You can also upload your prayer request. I say it all the time. We want to pray for you. We want to pray with you. We want to touch and agree with you. You can do it right there. All right? Well, at this time, our next prayer lead, Sister Pat, if you're ready, ma'am, it's in your hand.
Good morning, everybody. My topic is divine purpose. Thank God for Jesus. We were created in the image of the Lord God. He created us in his image. From the foundation of the earth, he predestined us to be in his will, to glorify him. That's why we were created, and he gave us all gifts and talents to glorify him and to serve others and to love the Lord thy God with all of our heart, of our mind, of our soul, and strength, everything that is within us. And to love thy neighbor as thyself. And our neighbor is not just the person that's on our street, but every path we cross is our neighbor. And we want to love them as ourselves. Thank God for Jesus. He gave us gifts and talents that we would be able to serve and honor him. And we all don't have the same gift and talent. In Christ Jesus, God, Christ is the head of the church. He is Lord. And there's many members. He is Lord. There's many members. We're one body. And we ought to serve God with our body. We should be like the three Hebrew men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and said, they will not serve no other God except the living God. Thank God for Jesus. When the king wanted them to serve his God, they replied to him, "We will not serve no other God except the living God." And he threw them in the fiery furnace. But Jesus went down in the furnace and delivered them. Thank God for Jesus. The king went and looked in the furnace. He said, "We threw three men in the furnace, and I see four, and one looked like the living God, and God delivered them. Not a hair on their head was burnt, their clothes was not scarred, and the king made a decree that ever who did not serve Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego God, he will make their house a dungeon." Thank God for Jesus that we serve the living God. He gave us all gifts and talents. The fivefold ministry, the fruits of the Spirit, and all the gifts of the Spirit. Thank God for Jesus. We all operate in different gifts. And he gave us the anointing to work the gifts. We cannot serve God without being on fire for God. He anointed us. He appointed us. He ordained us to do the work of the living God. And our steps are ordered by the Lord thy God. When we walk in the will of the Lord God, God's word is alive and activated and filled with power and demonstration. He appointed us and anointed us that we can do the work of the Lord God. Thank God for Jesus. We are to increase, and that we can increase in the kingdom of God 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, that we walk upright before you, God. Thank God for Jesus. He called us with a holy call. He said, "Be ye holy, that I am holy." Then when we walk in holiness, and that we can teach and preach the word of the Lord God, we are imitators of God. We are imitators of God, and we walk in the will of God. Thank God for Jesus. And we sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above all principality, power, and might, and dominion, God. Thank God for the blood. We plead the blood of Jesus over our life. And we walk in his will. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank God for Jesus. His ways are much higher than our ways. His thoughts are much higher than our thoughts. but we've been delivered from the kingdom of darkness, translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And we are imitators of Christ. We are little God, and we walk in the authority of the King. Kingdom living, kingdom decree, God. Thank God for Jesus. We were called to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are saved, been saved, delivered, set free in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank God for the blood that washes away all our sin. And he gave us his word, the word of God. The word of God is alive and activated, filled with power and demonstration. And we walk in the authority of the King. We are little gods, imitators of God. We've been moved from minimum to maximum. And we sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above all principality, power, and might, and dominion, Lord. And we thank God for Jesus. He is I am. I am ever what you need. We are imitators of God, and we sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Thank God for the blood that washes away all our sins. Heaven predestinated us that we can teach and preach the word of the Lord God with power and authority. And when we work the work of the Lord God, we imitate his, we are imitators of God. Co-heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And we can speak to the mountains. Mountains, be thou removed. Be thou cast into the sea in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, Lord, deliver us body, mind, soul, and spirit. Lord, we thank you for being our healer, our deliverer. We thank you, God, for being our shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. And we are imitators of God, we can speak to every dead thing in our life to come alive in Jesus' name. Thank God for Jesus. Increase, increase, God, in every area of our life, God. We can be like Paul when Paul met Jesus on the road to Damascus. Before Paul came into Christ Jesus, he did not serve the Lord. He crucified the people. He made habit of the people that love God. But when he came into the knowledge of God, he forgot about his old life. He called it done. He called it rubbish. And he wrote mostly half of the New Testament. When we come into the knowledge of God, the old man is dead, he's crucified. We thank God for Jesus, that we are not ignorant of who we are in Christ Jesus, that we've been redeemed from the curse of the law, that Jesus has delivered us from the kingdom of darkness and delivered us into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And we walk in the authority of the King. And we sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above all principality, power, and might, and dominion, God. Thank God for Jesus. He is I am. I am ever what you need. We praise you, God, for Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us with all spiritual blessings from on high by Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that all the gifts operate in us, the fruits of the Spirit, the fivefold ministry, God. We pray, God, let the word of God be alive in us, God, that we could speak to every mountain, God. Mountain be thou removed, mountaintop life, God. You don't have to move the mountain, Lord, but give us the strength to climb, God. That we are imitators of God. We're little God. And we sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for being our Redeemer. Lord, remember me, renew me, God. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. We speak it all over the world, God, that the world hear ye the word of the Lord, God. Lord, let your word run rampant throughout the world, God, that the gospel of Jesus Christ is preached. Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. And the people crying out, what must I do to be saved, sanctified and holy, washed in the blood, purify our hearts and mind, God. Remove the stony heart, God. Give us a heart of flesh, a heart of thanksgiving, a heart of praise, God, that we could do nothing without Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. He is I am. I am whoever what you need. He's our peace, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. We are imitators of God, little God, and we walk in the authority of the King. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us. Send down, Lord, your latter rain, your early rain, your former rain. In Jesus' name, we pray, God. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Pat, for that prayer. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, yes, yes. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We can do nothing without Christ. Knowing our identity in him, we are so thankful. We are so grateful for that prayer this morning. Listen, people of God, we're at the halfway point. I want to encourage you with the supporters declaration. Large sums of money is coming to the people of God, and I will pay my tithe. I'm going to be in the right place at the right time for a blessing. Financial support is coming to this ministry daily, and that can be you. That's how we support, by giving. And if you are so inclined to give, you know the Cash App, $ Bishop Eric Clark. You also can go to the website, EKC Ministries, and sow there. And then I want to encourage you to consider being a prayer lead or a host. And if that is you, you can call the church at 216-475-6327. All right? Now, we're going to go right into our next prayer lead. Sister Gail, if you're ready, ma'am, it's in your hand.
I am ready. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. So good morning, everyone. I bring you greetings once again from Kansas City, Missouri. Amen. And I just want to say, if you all hear any environmental sounds, it's because I'm actually sitting in my car outside of a training facility. So please bear with me. Praise God. Let us just thank God for the prayers of the saints. Amen. They've already gone forth. They have poured out their hearts, and we just thank God for them. We say yes and amen to the prayers. We agree with you. Yes, amen. And so our next prayer focus this morning is going to be empowerment of our youth. And our initial scripture is going to be from Ecclesiastes 12 and 1. And from the New International Version, it reads, "Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them." Amen to the word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just come before you this morning, Lord God, thanking you for another day. Thanking you, Lord, for a new season that is approaching and that sense of freshness, Lord, that we can sense in the natural things as well as a fresh anointing in the spirit. So we just thank you today, Lord. And as we bless your name at all times, we declare and agree that your praises shall continually be in our mouths. We honor your name today, Lord. We give glory and honor to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We praise you today for your mercy, as in Psalms 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." Yes, amen to the word. And Lord, we thank you today to work in us and to work through us to bring the kingdom of God to a world around us that is filled with darkness. And Holy Spirit, we just continue to ask you to move in our hearts and our lives and in our families, in our communities around us, and in every ministry that operates in the authority of Jesus' name. We continue to pray that you will show yourself strong and mighty on behalf of all of those who have sent in their prayer requests for intercession and agreement as they are praying for you to move in their situation. And God, it is necessary for us as a community of believers to uplift the younger generation and help them realize their God-given potential. Your word offers so much wisdom and strength that guides us as mature believers in understanding the value of empowering young people. And Lord, your word reminds us that it is your plan to fill this generation with purpose and with grace. We ask you, Lord, to help us to reflect on the importance of nurturing young hearts and minds, encouraging them to rise up and fulfill their God-given purpose. Help us, Lord, to dive into your word and find motivation, motivation and empowerment within it to inspire the young people of today to go after God with all of their heart, mind, and soul, and with all of their strength. And as we journey through life, it's so inspiring to remember that you have a divine purpose for each and every one of us, especially for our youth. And in your word, we learn that our younger generation is not just the future, but they are a vital part of our present. And with your guidance, they are called to act, to innovate, and to carry forth your message. We know that young people can be powerful agents of change, filled with passion and dreams that align with your will. So Lord, we ask you to help us to stay focused on the fact that our role is to support and instill confidence in them as they begin to discover their unique path within your bigger plan. And Lord, we know that every young person goes through times of doubt and struggle. We ask that you will use us to teach them and show them that it is vital for them to know that those struggles do not define them. And as you have assured us, please help us, Lord, to assure the young people in our lives and those that we come in contact, those that we can influence, that you, Lord, walk alongside them in their tough times. We want to empower our youth by helping them to mature and develop strength in their spirit and courage in their hearts as they face challenges. And God, we want them to learn that by leaning on your promises, they can find strength, hope, and wisdom to overcome any obstacle. Help us, Lord, to be mindful that when we stand with them, guiding them into appreciating their struggles, that this way we help them transform these experiences into vital life lessons. And Lord, just as we have learned that your grace is sufficient for us and that your power is made perfect in weakness, let this be the wisdom that we impart to the young people in our lives. We ask you to open doors for us to address the struggles that our young people face on a regular basis, teaching and showing them that the Apostle Paul had his thorn in the flesh that he had to deal with. Open the hearts of today's young people, Lord, to see that the same grace that was sufficient for the apostle is available to them and to their peers. And Lord, we ask you to give us strategies to reach the youth of today and even the young adults around us who don't know the promises of your word. We pray for vision and boldness to go after this generation and disciple them. Put a burning desire in the hearts of the mature saints to teach young people and impart the importance of relying on your strength rather than on their own personal ability. Put that burning in our hearts, Lord, to teach them that divine strength is made perfect in human weakness. And God, your response to the Apostle Paul is the same for us and the same for the young people of today. And God, it is our desire to see an army of young people who are daily gaining wisdom in their journey. Even as we live in a nation that is increasingly becoming spiritually dark, help us to be that beacon of light. We pray that you will put a burden on the hearts of saints to first seek you in prayer and in the Word of God for guidance, and to go after the young people who are in a state of desperation. They need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, they need wisdom in their lives. They need to know the love of the Father. Help us, God. Help us to help them. We want to encourage our younger generation to make their decision with prayer and to seek counsel from trusted mentors or leaders. And we know that when they embrace the wisdom found in your word, they equip themselves with the tools necessary to navigate the complexities of life. And by imparting a thirst for wisdom, we help them to become more discerning and confident individuals. God, we are asking for your anointing because youth empowerment thrives in environments filled with love and kindness. Lord, we ask you to please help us to show Christ's love in our communities so that we create safe spaces for our young people to thrive. We want to see young people empowered, and by encouraging them to embody this same love, we deepen their understanding of serving others in the same way. And God, we declare together that our youth can be the change makers in their circles by reflecting the love of God to their peers and those in need. We declare that our youth are empowered and strengthened in their character, and they are also elevated in their spirit. And Lord, we declare that through our prayer and our service of outreach, our young generation. They are building. They're building confidence and identity. They're building faith that motivates, moves mountains, and faith. And they're building faithfulness in stewardship. Amen. And in closing, I just want to say, as we embrace our role in empowering the youth, let us remember that we are not just encouraging their dreams. We are strengthening their faith and preparing them for a divine purpose. Through our collective effort, we can inspire hope, we can build resilience, and define a brighter future that's rooted in love. Praise God. And I will now turn it back over to Minister LaShonda, our host. Amen. God bless you all. Have a great day.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister Gail. Yeah. Empowering our youth. Lord, I appreciate your prayer this morning. Once again, igniting that fire about speaking to our youth. We started a youth ministry online, and Bishop preached the if the lambs starve, there'll be no sheep. And we do. We have to minister to our young people. We can't just leave them behind. A lot of times we get caught up in our own walk, but we have to be able to give back to our children, show them what this walk is truly about. Sometimes there's going to be ups, there's going to be downs. We don't want to sugarcoat it, make them believe that, oh, if you accept the Lord, nothing wrong is going to happen. No, no, no. Life is going to happen. But you have something in your corner. You have a God in your corner that you can lean to when you can't get mama on the phone, when you can't get daddy on the phone, when nobody is answering, when your friends don't turn their back on you. Oh, but I serve a God who is able. I serve a God who never has turned his back on me. I serve a God that hears and answers. We thank you again for your prayer this morning, Sister Gail. Let me calm down. Let me calm down. I'm over here. I'm worshiping. I'm praising him. I'm praying. And I say this all the time. I know it's just like, well, why she say that all the time? But I'm telling you, if you're not doing nothing, if you're just sitting there listening, you got to put something in it. You got to push. You got to pray. You got to praise him. You got to lift your hands. Listen, maybe you're not in that type of situation, but you got to get somewhere. Maybe you got to take you a bathroom break. I don't know. But whatever you got to do to get what you need, don't come here and don't get what you need. Yeah, we here Monday through Friday. But listen, this is your portion of encouragement. This is your portion where we can pour a little oil on your head. This is your portion where we can encourage you. Let me calm down. Just listen. Y'all know it's me that's last. I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
Praise God.
The Believer's Declaration, and then I'm going to allow my guest to pray for at least 5-6, whatever. If she gets my whole time, she can take it. But let me do my part. Let me do my part. I thank God. Woo! Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Oh, my God. Yes, yes, yes. The Believer's Declaration. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. Yes, we thank him this morning. Listen, I want to give her some time, so I'm going to calm myself down. But I did ask my sister to come and pray for just 5-6 minutes, however, whatever the Lord uses her to do. Listen, I am so grateful that my family is connected to the ministry through me. I've asked, y'all know LaTanya is my sister, my mother prays a lot, and I was able to go and grab one more sister and ask her to pray this morning. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute her line, and she can go forward at this time. Nikki, it's in your hands.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Bringing you greetings this morning from North Carolina. And we are just thankful once again to be here today. Amen. Father God, Lord, we just thank you. Lord, we just thank you. Lord, if we can't do nothing else, we can say thank you today, Father. Lord, we love you, we bless you, we honor you, we praise you, God, for all that you've done in our lives, Lord. And if you didn't do anything else for us, God, you've done this for us, God. You've woken us up this morning. You've given us another opportunity, Father God, just to come before you, just to live, Father God, in your presence. Father God, Lord, we just thank you today. We thank you today. We ask, Lord, Father God, we ask that you forgive us. Forgive the sins of this land. Heal the heart of your people. You said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, that you would hear from heaven. Father God, we're crying out for forgiveness. We want you to show us your face. We need to see your face. We need to know that you're here with us, God. We need to know that you're here and you're taking us through, God. We need to see which direction to go, Father God. We need to know, we need to be comforted and rocked in your arms. We need the peace that you have, that you give to us, that will surpass all understanding. Because for we do not know what tomorrow holds. We know that you hold us in the palm of your hand. And if you're ever so careful to dress the lily in the grass, Father God, you're ever so careful, Father God, to keep your eyes on the sparrow, on the little bitty sparrow, Father God, how much more are you willing to take care of us, Father God, as we turn back to you, Father God? I pray that you send the latter rain on your people, Father God. The people are dry. There's a famine in the land, Father God. And I pray right now that you will send the latter rain, that you would begin to refresh in your people with the rivers of water, Father God, that's flowing up like a well, Father God, that you would send your spirit down upon us, Father God, and refresh your people, Father God, that we may move forward with the boldness of Christ, Father God, that we would not be scared or afraid or timid, Father God, to take the gospel of Jesus Christ and take it into all of the land, Father God. Lord, we love you today. We love you today. We thank you today, Father, and we ask you to forgive us. Forgive us for anything that we're holding on in ourselves, any unforgiveness that we won't let go. Let us forgive that you may be able to forgive us also, Father God. We pray right now, Father God, a hedge of protection, Father God, for the people in this world, in this country, Father God. Everything is topsy-turvy. Nobody understands what's going on and what could happen at any moment, Father God, but we know that you have the power. And so I decree and declare that your people would turn their faces and their hearts back to you, that you may strengthen us once again, Father God, that we may not be like the children of Israel, and that it won't take us 40 years to get to the promised land. And then when we get there, we see the giants and we say, oh, certainly we're seen as grasshoppers in their sight, Father God. But Lord, we ask for a boldness, Father God. Lord, we ask for a strength, Father God, that we know that we are well able to possess the land, Father God, that we are well able to do what you have called us to do, Father God. And so, Father God, I ask that you just strengthen the hearts of your people, Father God. Embolden us. Give us a fresh wind, a fresh flow, a fresh fire, Father God. Rain on us. Endow us with your spirit, Father God. We need the spirit right now like never before. We need you, God, to cover us and move on us and move on the face of this earth like never before, Father God. And so we thank you. We love you. We say thank you. We say thank you, Father God. We say thank you because it could have been another way. We thank you for just keeping us through all the turmoil, through all the challenges, through everything that's going on. But it could have been another way, Father God. Somebody didn't wake up this morning when their alarm went off, but we were able to wake up, Father God. And just for that alone, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory, Father God. Somebody is laid up in the hospital, not clothed in their right mind, have all kind of different voices speaking to them, Father God. But we woke up this morning in our right mind. And for that alone, we say thank you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know that you are able to do all, Father God. You see all, Father God. And you are able to keep us, Father God, even when we don't understand how we're going to be kept. And so we love you, God. We thank you, God. We ask that you just come down and pour out a fresh spirit upon us, Father God, that we wouldn't bicker back and forth amongst each other, but that we would come together in love, Father God, and walk in what you have called us to walk in, Father God, a spirit of boldness, Father God. For God, you have not given us the spirit of fear, but that of power and of love and of a sound mind, Father God. We thank you for a sound mind. We thank you for the ability to be able to go out and call upon your name, Father God, and that we know that you would hear. Father God, I sought the Lord, and he heard and he answered, and he's going to continue to answer. And so we thank you for it. We bless you for it. We love you for it, God. If you don't do anything else for us, God, we know that you've done enough. But in the meantime, if you still want to continue to bless us, if you still want to continue to move on our behalf, we will absolutely agree and say amen to that too, Father God, because we know that you can. We know that you will. We know that you're able. And so we love you. We thank you. We honor you. We just know that you are a precious gem. You are something that are rare and valuable, and we can search high and low. We can go all over the world to try to find it, but Lord, we know that it can only be found in you. That secret that can't nobody seem to figure out, Father God, but we know what the secret is, Father God. It's because we're blessed in you, Father God. It's because we know that we can't do anything without you, God. And so, Lord, we just bless you today. We thank you today. We honor you today. And we ask that you forgive us, forgive your people, Father God, as we turn our faces back to you, Father God. We ask that you would begin to just heal and restore the land, Father God. We ask that you would just send down your rain, Father God. Send down a fresh anointing upon your people, Father God. And send down a fresh wind, Father God, that we may be empowered and emboldened to take the gospel into all of the world, that every man may have a chance to know and have an opportunity to become a part of the kingdom of Christ, Father God. For there is no name that's greater, and there is no other name by where men shall be saved other than the name of Jesus. And so we thank you, we love you, we honor you, we worship you, and we lift you up. Amen and amen. I'm turning it back over to Sister LaShonda.
Listen, people of God, come on. Let's give God a praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. See you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to see you, Lord. High and lifted up, God. Lord, that we will no longer be ashamed. But, Lord, you will empower your people even now, God. Lord, let them go into the nursing homes, into the hospital. Lord, let us be an example in our homes. Lord, let us call out your name, not ashamed, but Lord, with bold power and anointing, the anointing that will speak life into a dead situation. Lord, I thank you even now, God, that you will move on the behalf of your people, God. Lord, that testimonies will come forward of how situations are turned around. Lord, we thank you even now, God, that as she prayed, that your former and latter rain will come together, oh God. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that you are putting people in places, oh God. Lord, that when the harvest comes, Lord, that we'll have enough workers to do what you need to be done, oh God. Lord, allow us to remember that we are your hands in the earth, oh God. Lord, when we say, Lord, we need you to move, Lord, we thank you that you are allowing us to move on your behalf, oh God. Lord, that you are allowing us to be a representation of you, oh God. Lord, as Sister Pat prays all the time, that we are little gods, oh God. Lord, that we are imitators of you, oh God. Lord, that we can show your love. Lord, we can show your power. Lord, we can show your strength. Lord, Lord, that we can go in and lay hands on the sick and they have to recover, oh God. Lord, because we understand that it is not in us, but it is in you. You have given us the power, oh God. You have given us the strength, oh God. Lord, you have anointed us for a time such as this. Lord, that we are not going to be murmurers. We're not going to complain. But, Lord, we're going to do what you need us to do, what you have asked us to do, what you have placed on our hearts to do. Lord, that we'll no longer sit on the sidelines, oh God. But, Lord, we will get in the fight. Lord, we thank you. Lord, that we are going to lift you up, for you are high and lifted up. Lord, we thank you even now. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. Lord, we seal every prayer under the blood. In your Son Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen and amen and amen. Listen, I thank all of y'all for joining us this morning. Listen, go over, get the word. We got one more day. Listen, it's Friday. Get your daily bread over on YouTube. Be blessed. I'm going to go ahead and unmute the line. Y'all can say goodbye to one another, and we're going to get up out of here, all right? I love you. Y'all have a great weekend, all right? Till we meet again on Monday on the prayer line.
Cool. There isn't any.